Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say something really exciting, gig, in Chinese. We have a singer-songwriter and also she's the Harvard student, Ida Paul. Hi, Ida, 你好。
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, thank you. Ida, we know that your three singles has just been ranked on the top 20 on Spotify. Congratulations.
Ah, thank you so much. Yeah, I've been working hard on our upcoming album with my writing partner back in Finland. And yeah, our first three singles did really well. And we're just looking forward to releasing the album after this summer. So.
Awesome. Can you share with us one of the songs, for example, where did you get the inspiration and what is it about?
Sure. Yeah. Well, relationships, obviously, for a pop singer-songwriter
always
are
worked.
A very, very common topic and a very relatable topic also. So I feel like, just pretty much things that are going on right now in my life and I'm meeting so many new people. You know, I'm studying at Harvard and at the same time I'm working in Finland and I actually just heard that I'll be spending a month in LA this summer writing. And it's just like I'm meeting so many new people and having so many, you know, awesome experiences that I really try to draw from those and put them into words and melodies that are relatable for everyone.
Lovely.
Else.
And do you perform live as well?
We do. Currently, I've only been performing live in Finland, mm-hmm. but I'm in the process of also transitioning into working here in the States. So hopefully, you know, within the next half a year or a year or so, I'll start having gigs in the States as well.
Okay.
I'll definitely promote all that through my social media stuff and things like that. So.
Great. Okay. When you perform live, you have a concert. Mm-hmm. The way we say concert in Chinese, 演唱会。演唱会。And there are three characters, but once we break them down, they are actually very straightforward. 演 means to perform, and 唱 is to sing, and 会 is a gathering. So it is a gathering to perform and to sing.
Okay,
so we know that as a singer-songwriter, as a singer, performing is part of the singing, the part of the sound. It's not just a recording the album that you only hear a voice. It's part of the whole package.
Absolutely. And performing for me is one of my favorite components in my job. So
right.
This is a good word for me to know.
Yeah, so next time when you have a gig in China, you can say, hey, I have my 演唱会.
演唱会.
Come to my 演唱会.
That's awesome. Can I ask you a question about this?
Sure.
Does gig mean a gig specifically for singers, or can this word also mean dance performance, or is there a different word for that?
Okay, chang means singing, so tend to be
right.
with someone singing.
Exactly.
So yan is to perform. If you want to describe someone who is an actor, we say 演员.
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 I also act, so these are
act.
All.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's focused on 演员 this time. So 演 is to act, to perform. 员 is the member of staff, people. So 演员, it doesn't have gender. And if you want to say this person is a male actor, we say 男演员. 男 means male. 男演员. And you, as a female actor, we say 女演员.
女演员.
女演员. So you can say, okay, I'm a singer. The way to say singer, we can say 歌手.
歌手.
歌手. 歌 is the song.
Right.
And 手. It originally means the hand, but here that means a person's job. So, 歌手.
歌手.
So you can say, 我是歌手。
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 我是歌手. That means I am a singer. And you can also say, I'm also an actor. So you can say, 我是演员。
我是演员。
我是演员。我是我 is I, 是 is am, 我是。
我是
我是演员
我是演员
And then to link together, let's put things together now. 我是演员也是歌手也是 means also.
我是演员也是歌手
Perfect. So 我是演员也是歌手
我是演员也是歌手
Okay, so next time you go to China, you go to Hong Kong, Taiwan, you say that people will love you.
Ah, thank you. This is so exciting. I have to start doing concerts in China now.
You should. You will be big there. And also, people there, first, they are very forgiving, and then they are actually very open-minded. Mm. So as long as you show the effort, people actually will love it. Right. It's the matter of the mentality and the attitude. It's not really the matter what you say.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Okay, so let's do that one more time. 我是演员。我是歌手。来我的演唱会。
来我的演唱会.
Yeah, 来 means to come. So that means come, huh? Come on, come to my gig.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's give one more word to wrap up. To say sing a song, we say 唱歌。唱歌。唱歌. And 唱 is to sing. 歌 is the song. So sing a song, 唱歌。唱歌. Yeah, so 我是歌手. That means I'm a singer, therefore I sing. 我是歌手,我唱歌。
我是歌手,我唱歌。我是歌手,我唱歌。我是歌手,我唱歌。
Perfect. You know, in the Western world, we have Spotify and we have Amazon Music, iTunes.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that there are 288 million of Chinese online listeners?
Wow, no, I did not know that. I did definitely not know that.
It's probably the biggest sum in terms of the population who listen to similar music.
Right,
and
right.
If you want to stream music in China,
mm.
you can go through different apps. There are different platforms from Baidu, from QQ Music, and from Kugou and Kuwo, and they are all different brands. But then when you stream them, you don't even need to have an account.
Mm.
You just stream them.
Right.
But if you want to listen to the high definition music.
Gotcha. That's the catch.
That's right. So this is a very different culture and very different business model.
Yeah.
Okay. I look forward to your concert in Asia. Make sure that you let us know and then we can share the news.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ida, for sharing with us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. Don't forget to go to talk.chinese.com. There's a lot of useful information to enhance your Chinese learning. Thank you. Bye.